listening to Casually Lit. You're about to waste the next, I don't know, hour and a half of your life, which you'll never get back, but whatever.
Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
So you know how the stupid Friends episodes were always called The One?
Yeah, the one.
The name of this show is called The One after the opening. What's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Amanda. Yeah. I mean, Rhodey.
And I'm Chris.
Now let's see if we can get it.
The fuck did you just call me?
We're having a little producer battle for those of y'all that don't know.
Fuck Rhodey!
it's really uncomfortable in this room.
Hell yeah! Let's get bombed!
Yeah! We got one producer making sound bites, another one's making sound bites, the other one's making intros, one doesn't like this person's intros. It's really uncomfortable. Me and David are just chilling.
I didn't want to move, so I peed on myself.
Couldn't make it to the bathroom, I'm so nervous.
We shouldn't fight in front of them, Rhodey. It's bad.
We're still having Christmas, yeah. Aren't we?
Wait, two Christmases. Yay! We get double the presents.
Now, I'll get you the real Matchbox cars.
Ooh. What are you going to do, Rhodey? Sorry, David.
Only play with real cars.
Yeah, he's going to buy me a real Maserati.
Holy shit. So we have a lot to talk about today. Pretty much one thing that we're going to talk about. There was a point at when we talked about, we were talking about that... We would just let David start talking to me and Rhodey would go to the bathroom. We're like, just let David go because David has a lot to say. I can't fathom why or how you would.
It's probably about beer. I'm going to venture a guess.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe. So we had the longest Saturday of our entire lives, probably as far as us go.
Dude, that was a long ass day.
Some of us at least. Some of us couldn't show up on time.
Fucking work. Now we had our grand opening on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we showed up bright and early, ate some donuts, listened to a riveting food health safety seminar, Arama.
Yes, I learned a lot.
And then we started slinging beers and didn't stop till midnight.
What I learned from that guy is that this beer needs to be heated up to 165 degrees or there's bacteria in that thing.
That's true.
We are dying.
And after the third and fourth hour, the bacteria triples.
Triples.
We're getting dangerous.
Oh, is that where triple comes from?
Triple IPA.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. Yeah, we had to sit in that class.
Yeah, but you guys are certified food handlers now.
We don't have our cards.
You sure don't. Because I got to send him a check.
I don't feel certified right now. Yeah, it was really weird to walk out. I was like, when do we get our cards? And then I was watching him leave, and I was like, something's fucked up here. That guy does not have my address. It's like, bye. Bye. Thanks for your money.
Yeah.
Suckers.
It's like, we really just watched you do a presentation on a terrible slide thing where it was like sideways. Like it was. The picture was like... It was like trying to be 3D or something, and half of it was in Spanish.
Coming at
you. It was terrible.
Now, I'm pretty sure that whole presentation was just like he snuck in subliminal like messages, and you guys are going to kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia. I'm pretty sure.
He did sneak in some songs in there.
Relax.
Yeah,
he fucked them up too.
Nice.
Blue Steel will stop that. I don't know how to do Blue Steel.
let's make faces on the podcast.
Well, I'm sure anybody that was Zoolander knows the face that I'm trying to make, and they're like,
dear
yeah.
God, it's beautiful.
They're like, Jason, just like your fucking accents, that sucks too.
Ooh, no, but we finished that up. We got everyone distributed evenly amongst the brewery. Man, we had like 14, 15 people here all sporting Nautilus on their chest.
Oh, I was like, wait.
Working.
First,
no,
I was
well.
Like, it's like, slow down, David. There was 387 tabs paid out.
So officially, there were never more than 250 people in my building, wink, wink.
Well, it was a 12-hour stretch we're talking about
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's true. That did actually
you
help.
You can have 100 per hour.
Yeah, it was
you can have 249 per hour.
Correct. So we'll just, hey, first 249, your hour's up.
That'd be kind of cool.
Get the fudge out.
It'd be like a nightclub where you have to wait outside all day until someone comes out.
Yeah.
If you were that busy, that would be phenomenal.
I'd love it. No one else would, but I would.
No. Yeah, you were never over occupancy levels.
No, but there was a shit ton of people here though.
Yeesh.
Lots of families, lots of kiddos, lots of dogs. We had luck outs making some tacos. We had the Pint Services guys live printing T-shirts.
Did you find out if all of them were as successful as you were?
Yes, they awesome. All said they had a great day.
That makes me happy.
Yes.
I was wondering about the T-shirts. I was like, I wonder how many T-shirts he printed. And then I went over there. I was like, hey, I would like a T-shirt. And he's like, bro, you got the shirt on, bro. And I was like, sweet. Gave me a discount. Love that guy.
Like, yeah.
Huge shout out to you guys.
Yeah. That was huge. Pint Services. They're from Denton. And I think, if I recall correctly, they just got their CO for their actual space.
Yeah. Oh, so they're going to have, like, beer and shirts?
Oh, no. They're just, like, yeah, they're like, to on. Be in their building. They're probably going to drink beers and make shirts. Because that's science.
I'm thinking out loud, Pint Services, and you said they just got their CO, and I put two and two together, and I was like, wait, they're going to have pints at their services building?
That would be really fucking cool.
Yeesh. That'd be awesome.
Maybe we should sell shirts. No, fuck that. No, let's run one business at a time, David. Slow yo roll.
But no, haven't
been open a full week yet.
Of course, me and Rhodey and Chris were fortunate enough to get to work this event.
Yes.
Had a blast.
Professional ass kickers. That's what we have right here in this building.
Literally, that's what me and Chris were, because we were at the front door checking IDs.
we're the bouncers.
Did y'all get to turn anybody away?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, damn. Fuck this game.
I saw a lot of kids, guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we did tell a lot of people to go back to their cars wherever they walked from to get their ID.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Surprisingly, a lot of, especially like the older crowd, it's like, you don't have your ID on you all the time. I mean,
I haven't needed my ID since the 30s.
When you have a heart attack, who's going to identify you? May want to carry that.
That's life alert. Show me your life alert. That's what, that's mean.
That should count, shouldn't it? Life alert?
Probably.
If you go to a bar, count life alert. I agree with that person.
Best button ever.
Stone Cold's no is better than that.
That's true.
What? Actually, Michael Scott's is the best. No, God, please, no.
What beer are we even drinking?
Which one do you want to start talking about?
I don't know.
I want to talk about Samuel Adams, man.
Samuel Adams made a beer.
Samuel Adams also had a beard.
Yeah.
No, Grizzly Adams. Sorry.
Grizzly Adams did have a beer.
Did Grizzly Adams shit in the woods? Wait. Ooh. I'm mixing it up again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you like sour. This is sour. This is not tart.
It's dry. That is a sour beer, but it is super fucking dry. Ugh. That's almost like gin dry.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
little puckerish.
My mouth was not quite set for that yet.
That is super dry.
Woo. All right. I think after that first sip, I think I'm ready now to try another one.
Dry, dry, dry.
No, that one's still quite dry.
So this is a beer from Crooked Stave. It's all the way out of Colorado. It's their Petit Sour Rosé, or Rose, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
God, that's here. I want Chris to review this.
Quite
nonsense.
Dry.
What's it called again?
Dry.
The Petit Sour Rose.
Three in German?
Yes.
Those.
It's a wild... ale fermented in oak with raspberries and blueberries.
I can't get any fruit in that. maybe blueberry. It's not raspberry. Maybe blueberry. Hint of...
It's like I'm drinking the Sahara.
In between the dryness, I get a little bit of nothing.
It's like sour apple warhead.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's nice. If you can get past the sour, it is nice.
If this was Mario, it would be sour power instead of flower power.
If you didn't laugh at that, you're lactose intolerant.
That's just for my boys in controllers and keyboards. They play video games. Check them out.
I miss video games.
Oh, no. But no, I me no likey.
That's definitely not a toss back several. That's a sip and also maybe, you know, have water nearby too.
So you're glad that isn't a full bomber?
Yes, quite.
Very much so.
My mouth kind of hurts a little bit.
Puckerations. You had a grand opening?
I did. I opened grandly.
And you had an event the next day.
Yeah. I don't know why we thought it was a good idea to have an event the very next morning after our grand opening. I was tired as shit.
Not only an event, but also brewed a beer.
Yes, we had something called a brunch and brew, which I do like the concept of, and we should do in the future, probably not after 1,000 people come through my brewery the day before.
Right.
For 12 hours on end.
Past midnight.
Yes. Oh, my God. I woke up and I got all the stuff ready. I got all my equipment out and ready to brew. But before I had started, I just texted Amanda, who was still asleep in bed. I said, what if we didn't do brunch and brew? What if we just did brunch? She, was like, well, we sold tickets already. It's like, yeah, but I feel like they'll understand. But no, we, I was like, all right, I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to drink 4 pots of coffee and I'm just going to do it. And I allegedly did it.
What did you brew?
Brewed Everything's Bigger in Texas Stout by New Main Brewing Company. I brewed a smaller batch of it because I didn't want to carry 2 full carboys back to my car. we got us a batch of beer brewing now.
Heck yeah.
Sorry, we have a homebrew batch of beer that I, myself, as a home brewer and not as a business owner, brewed because it's my hobby and not my business.
There you go.
There, fucking TABC, suck on that.
So what kind of brunch was it?
It was make-your-own breakfast tacos and beer mimosas. Which, so we were planning on selling 25 tickets. Hey, it's a party. We were planning on selling 25 tickets. We sold 15. So I have 10 people's worth of food in my fridge right now.
Let's go eat it.
Awesome.
I have a lot of eggs, some really good potatoes, a lot of rice, tortillas that have dried out now that I may just go take to the park and, you know, throw to the ducks.
Show canceled.
While sadly looking at my life.
Let's go eat it.
And then I got a whole bunch of guacamole and salsa.
Hey, guacamole.
You know what I'm eating for a couple of weeks?
I like that guacamole.
Who came out and cooked that stuff?
That was City Grub Classics. And we will definitely have their food back out again. Although in the future, we're probably not going to get them to bring food in. It will probably be a food truck situation because, as mentioned a moment ago, I have like 20 pounds of food in my fridge at home.
Hey, so I'll eat it.
If any of y'all are hungry, I got you for the next couple of days.
I'm hungry. Nice.
That was great. We did brew beer, and we did open up for business at 1 o'clock and carried that on until about 7, 8. I went home after I brewed that beer.
Did you?
Took a couple little power naps, but then David sent me a text and told me that Mike, one of the owners of Collective, was in my tap room and that I should probably wake up and come talk to him. And I did, and it was a really great conversation. Hung out for a little while, got the adrenaline flowing back through, and finished out a good solid Sunday.
Oh, Mike and Ryan.
Yeah. Can't wait to get their beers in. We will probably have those this weekend.
Nice. Hopefully it's the milkshake IPA.
Brand new version of that coming out.
Hopefully it's the Petite Golden Sour.
PGS.
PGS.
Hey, what we just had was a PGR. No, Petite Sour, or PSR.
That sounds like a venereal disease.
It is.
Or an announcement, and this is by Oh My Jesus.
Man.
How is Oh My Jesus?
It's delicious.
Isn't that one song that they sing at the church place? Oh my Jesus, we're in church. Right?
Yes. That's how it goes. This is delicious, Rody. This was my birthday present to Rody that he's now sharing with all of us.
Aw.
That I wanted to take home. Also, it has the craft label on it. You can see the upside down bottle on there next to the Odell leaf.
So that you know it's not bought.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, Michael, sent us a comment about that saying he thought Collective, Community had it or something.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, okay. No, he was talking about the see-through light stuff. He said that he thinks Community has that on their bottles.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure Community puts both FG and SMR in their labels because they would.
Ah, yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. Should have paid more attention to that.
I did read an article today about a topic we have covered several times on this podcast about putting IBUs on the glass. And how meaningless it is to the end product of a beer, and how it's really more of a you need to know that when you're brewing the beer. Because IBU stands for International Bitterness Unit. That's how much bitterness we extract from the hops while we're brewing. Does not necessarily carry
blah,
over.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, Chris Farley. I was even losing myself on that one.
It's the most accurate soundbite ever.
But yeah.
That's the worst part about all that crap. And what's weird is when they waste, I don't know if you're wasting space on a bottle or can putting all that stuff on there. Maybe not. Maybe you are. But I mean, I'd love to know the exact percentage. Well, I guess you can never have the exact percentage, but a high percentage of how many people give a shit about that stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. I think when craft beer was blowing up, it was just another like stat for fanboys to latch onto and like, oh yeah, man, I could taste the IBUs in this. Like, really? Because that's a barley wine. It needs to be 90 IBUs, and it will still taste that sweet.
Yeah.
In your face, you're damn beer nerd.
I love explaining that to people, too.
people that are like, this freaky deaky aged in wine barrels, is it going to taste like a beer? Yes.
Most assuredly, yes.
And I was like, what you're going to be left with is the aftertaste of wine. They were like, no. And then I gave them a tiny sample and they were like, that's exactly what you said it was. And
wow,
I was
like, it tastes like boom. Beer with a tiny aftertaste of wine.
Boom. I love selling it, though. That one and the, not the Sasquatch, the one above it.
The Assassin's Creed.
Yes. Yes. I love selling the Assassin's Creed. The Ezio IPA. It's like video games is on our brain, like we just did a whole bunch of video game stuff before the show started. It's weird. It's weird.
Nope.
That's right, guys. We're in our new studio. We have a TV with video games that we play video games while we're podcasting.
We're playing right now. That's why we're so distracted. I am actually a little bit thrown off because we are in a new studio right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking door. At the same stuff that I'm used to looking at.
The next door, the lights are very much brighter, and we have 20 or 12 sound panels on the wall.
We have literally 12 square feet of sound treatment.
It legitimately is like... It's like buying, 100 acres and putting a tiny ass mobile home on it.
Yeah, pitching a tent.
It's ridiculous.
No,
it's,
man. Like, we'll baby steps. We'll work into our new space. Eventually, we'll have all the ceiling tiles and we won't have to look at the yellow cotton candy.
I was so excited about the sound panels, and now that they're hung up, it's just so. So insignificant.
Well, the ones that you're looking at are all like on hooks that were already in the wall. Like,
this one's super, a little better.
Super randomly spaced, but you got the diamond behind you.
It's so ridiculous. And when you read it online, it's like 12 by 12, 12 pieces. You're like, that's pretty good, 12 yeah. foot by 12 foot total.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good.
Nope. That's not how that works.
Covering it. It's going to be about 47 boxes.
Yep.
No, but yeah, we've moved next door to a much more roomlier. Is roomlier a word? Can we make that a word?
Yes, roomlier.
Roomlier. It's definitely no. Roomier. Okay, whatever. I don't hear you inventing new words, Rody. You're not even drinking the birthday beer I got you. You're still sucking on.
Whew, I don't know how y'all drank that fast.
I just downed the hatched, and then my mouth was like, what? There was a liquid in there? And then it was like, no.
Oh, I just remembered that.
Like I just drank straight salt.
You did. You fucking did. You get to try that, Chris?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Nah, he's lying. Lying.
Yeah,
he's like,
we have more.
It's a real dry one.
Yeah,
yeah. Because by the way, we decided you should start reviewing the beers on our website.
On Untappd. Yep.
Not joking. We want your honest opinion. You can put garbage.
It's fucking disgusting.
We don't care. Don't care. It's just our public opinion and what people think of us.
Not I big totally deal. Approve.
David approves of that.
Not a big deal. All right, Rody.
Impressions on this beer.
I'm trying to reset my mouth.
This is Odell Brewing's 10 Paces Huckleberry Wild Ale Cellar Series.
Jason, what's a huckleberry?
So it's Val Kilmer.
Touche.
And he doesn't really like it's not Kevin Costner. It's Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
doesn't really like him. Or Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton. God rest his soul. We love you.
Yep.
Rest in pieces. There's a shootout at the OK Corral. All kinds of shit happens, Rody. I don't really want to talk about it.
It was a pretty good corral. I mean, it was okay.
Okay.
It's not the best corral.
Oh, so I wasn't far off. 10 Paces is our tribute to the American West and all the things that make it wild.
Nice.
This beer harkens back to the days when Doc Holliday was counseling, gunslinging, not counseling.
I was like, shit, I didn't know he was a lawyer.
When Doc Holliday was gunslinging in the mountains near Leadville, Colorado. Was that a real Leadville?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Is that still a town? I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope they have bullets there. Drawing on the natural tartness of the huckleberries, this American-style wild ale features a unique blend of yeast strains that produce a complex aroma of tropical fruit and clove-like spiciness while accounting the deep fruit flavors. The question is, will you be my huckleberry?
Nice.
Our huckleberry. I said my, but...
It's okay. You looked at me, and it felt very personal. It's very appropriate. I don't know if I get the clove and the spice all that much out of it, but I definitely get the berry flavor, and it's quite pleasant. I enjoy this beer a lot.
Odell does no wrong most of the time.
Correct. I don't think I've had one from Odell that I didn't
this
like.
This is probably Odell's a bucket. Sorry, David, I cut you off.
No, that's all I gotta say.
Odell is a bucket list brewery.
I've heard that Did one of our friends go there? A friend of the show, or was that someone else just telling me in the tap room?
Because if I find the person that did, might not be my friend anymore.
How dare you?
You take me. It might have been Justin because he's been to Colorado like 14 times.
Right. Odell is in Fort Collins. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes.
I actually knew that. Nice. I was like, yep.
Nice.
I know where it is and I know what I want. And neither one of those, that looks like the division cap's going to look, the white one does. No, it's going to have the division logo.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
Yes. Rody and I went to Division on Friday after we went to New Main.
Nice.
So weird to say that out loud. Went to New Main first.
That's like a place people can come now.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Now, so you don't, I don't know if you paid attention, but I was here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's right. You did come in on
Yesterday
Sunday.
Yesterday was the first day that I didn't come here.
Dude, me too. No, wait, never mind. I was here yesterday. Yep. I thought like, yeah, man, I was going to take a break. It's like, no, I had to come unlock the door for a sprinkler contractor who's still working on my building.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's very weird. Very weird. No, yeah, I was like, hmm. And then we came by Sunday because I was told to come talk to David, but not this David.
Nope. The other David.
It was like, come talk to me on Sunday. I was like, cool.
The David with the more interesting sounding voice.
Mm-hmm. Which we're going to have him back on soon.
Absolutely.
I don't want to cock tease everybody, but it's happening.
We've been talking about some stuff.
Maybe by the next show.
Maybe.
Damn.
Let's get bombed.
Well, you have a soundbite for that.
Oh, I'm just going to slowly just replace all of that.
With your own voice.
He's recording new soundbites all the time.
That would be fun. We'll just go into the studio and record you doing every soundbite on there. I'm cool with that.
What a little clock tease.
See? It's perfect.
Then we won't get sued, right? We won't get sued for...
No, it's because it's my own interpretation.
Secondhand soundbite.
As long as you parody them.
And it's I like my that. Cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, covering.
Yeah.
It's even better.
Nice.
Even
I have wet dreams. Better.
And you know what's weird? What's really weird is for the last 6 months, I've had this crutch where I could lean on where I got tired of talking or we got tired of talking and we're like, what do we do next? David, tell us what's up with New Main. It's like, David, tell us. Oh, shit. It's open.
Yeah.
So, me and David are going to meet and talk about this, but I think New Main Minute's still going to keep going.
Definitely.
I think we're just going to let you talk about what's coming up, but I don't know if we should do that on the show or in videos. I don't know what we should do.
Por que no los dos?
Yeah, both. Yeah. There you go. Do them both. Both. But yeah, I mean, there's already huge events coming up already.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not that I don't have anything to talk about. It's just not like, oh, I nearly fell off a ladder electrocuting myself today. It's more like, oh, I fell off a ladder once I realized I've got all these people coming on the same day.
I just think you should, from now on, talk about how much money you're making.
2 cents. Pennies.
That's kind of what we want now, you know, just be like, oh, I've sold so much beer, I'm making so much money.
The state of the Nautilus is strong.
We're about to shut this shit down.
Suck it.
That's what it'll be so much fun, just you gloating. Just bought my Maserati today.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Like, oh, did you guys not get your paychecks yet? Yeah, those are probably in the mail.
Yeah, Amanda's got her Bugatti. We're about to have a good night.
A Bugatti Veyron.
We're flying to Paris. We'll have to remote in next week on the show. Hope you have a good time.
You know what really pairs with an IPA is escargot. Baguette Eiffel Tower.
Because you know that's what everybody thinks when you open a business automatically.
Rolling in the dough.
Well, that's what your next event is, escargot and caviar. Beer pairings.
Jesus.
Charge $100 a ticket. Watch, you'll sell out because people are so crazy.
People are like, oh yeah, escargot, that's the new thing. Millennials are killing escargot.
And Rocky Mountain.
Snort it. Snort it.
Yeah, actually when me, Jason, and Rody walked in to do the podcast tonight, Dave greeted us and was like, come on in, you broke motherfuckers.
That was true. He was fashionably late.
Hide your money. There's poor people around.
And it's weird because it was like hot and he was like fanning off with $100 bills. What are you doing?
Dollar bills, yo.
Now he has pink eye.
And then I got my envelope and there was an IOU in it. It's like, what the hell is this? Said, so now you get one free beer into my tap house.
Per month.
That'd be so awesome. Oh, that'd be the best thing ever to get your paycheck. Literally, it says one free beer, a gift certificate. Oh, that's even better.
A picture of me winking. You earned it, kiddo.
Holographic, where when you move it, you can see you do the. Yes.
She can do what?
Can we do? Oh, I bet that's super expensive. I want to do gift certificates with you doing that now.
Yeah, the wink.
Yeah.
The hand about it. Just, you go,
yeah. What's so awesome is that we've never actually explained what you're doing.
Winking. He just said that.
Yeah, but you're doing something else.
Finger
as well.
Guns and winking.
Yeah, there you go.
Finger guns, like Buddy Christ. Hey!
You just like hold your check up, move it back and forth, and just winking. Hey, good job, bro. Oh, you can put a little bubble. Good job, bro.
Good job, bro. Like even for the females. Good job, bro.
Bruh. Good job, bro.
Bruh.
You did a great thing today. You worked 75 hours. Now you get $15 gift certificate.
Yeah.
Guess what?
You not redeemable on one day.
Oh, that'd be so. Only one per day. Yeah. I even like that better. Oof. I like it.
I cannot wait to be an irredeemable tightwad.
Tycoon. You're going to be a tycoon.
Yeah.
There'll be new main breweries in every major city.
One of Amanda's family or friends actually said she's a beer mogul now. I've always wanted to be married to a mogul.
The fuck does that even mean?
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm the bi kind.
Oh, so he hates.
We're gonna ski on him.
Yes, downhill skiing with bumps.
Oh no, I figured that they would be tearing down your shitty wall.
No, that's Mongolians.
Oh, okay.
Question: would you be surprised to find out the first time I went down moguls, I cried?
I would too if I had made it that far. I tore my ACL before I went down, a blue all the way.
Fucking bullshit is what that was. Ski teacher's like, you're ready. What are all these bumps, and why is the hill straight down?
The mountain is fucking hurting me.
Ski got stuck in the mogul. I went flying and just cried and walked down.
Nice. Hey, at least you got a nice hike out of it.
It was also 11. Those ski boots were not comfortable.
Oh, those things. Magical. Those things suck. You can't bend your foot more than whatever the angle is that you start with.
Yeah.
If you ever get in trouble when you're on the slopes, Jason, all you got to remember is nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Stupid, sexy Flanders.
I don't want this.
I'm so alone, guys.
Rudy just gave me beer. I don't want it.
Oh, we got at least two more.
Well, I can tell you it's not a stout, even though it looks like a stout. And
is it not?
Well, so moves too easy, man. It's like porter-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird that I can judge something like that?
I know. It looks like a stout. It may not
pour like a stout. Porter's probably... Let's see this.
Bam. Watch this. Watch my power. That is not a stout.
That is black as night. That looks like a stout.
It's not a stout.
That is quite roasty, but extremely thin body. Like
thin
not,
body.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's not inappropriately thin, I guess, after
tasting
it.
You see how it's moving?
But,
like, stouts don't move like that. Real imperial, heavy-ass stouts.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter in your glass is what an actual stout should be like.
So it's not like Nicole Richie thin yet?
But if you just look at it, it looks like a stout.
I don't agree with that, Rody.
You put in a movement, you can't do that.
It's not bad. It's actually
do
pretty
it
tasty,
won't.
But it's quite thin for a stout. Is it an imperial stout? Is that what it's claiming?
It claims to be imperial vanilla, 48 IBUs. And also it looks like the
Nebuchadnezzar.
Hidden temple game on Nickelodeon.
The Easter Island head?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
What's
you want gum gum? Fuck you, stupid night at the museum.
Oh, Ben Stiller's ears.
So I rewatched the second one because I didn't know Bill Hader was in it. And I was like, oh,
there's two?
There's three.
There's seven.
There's three.
Where have I been?
To Netflix.
Reboot. The reboot's coming, bro. Don't get upset. It's coming.
No one's going to top that.
I thought you deleted that.
Oh, that was a different one.
That does not taste like a stout.
It's very roasty, but yeah, you're right, man. You can see through it. I set it on the table. I could see through it. That's a porter.
Yeah.
That should be a porter.
Can you do an imperial porter? Well, I guess you could, yeah.
You definitely could.
The word stout isn't on the bottle. Okay. Let's see here.
I guarantee you look it up on Untappd, it says stout.
They don't have any cool ass. They have Knee Deep Brewing. Oh!
Where are Brody, they?
Brody, eat it. Eat it. You just lost your certification. Porter.
Oh, shit. You did that by sight. Porter, you didn't even have to taste it,
no,
man.
No, sir. Yeah.
That is awesome. That's impressive. Hey, you want a job?
You did a great job, Rody. I'm just playing. Sorry about that. I got really overexcited.
By the way, this porter is 10%.
That's weird. You were right by the ABV, Jesus. But the site, I knew it was a porter.
Damn, that's a big ass fucking porter, but it's not like a thick. Oh, God, that's just weird.
I instantly feel guilty for being an asshole. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm gonna go in the water heater closet. Can we do that timeout, Rody? Can you put me in timeout so I'll feel better?
I feel like if you do a porter, you should not have the word imperial on there at all.
Can there be? There can be an imperial porter because it's there the
are.
Malt.
Yeah, there are imperial porters, but
you lead people to the wrong conclusion. I feel like
correct. If it's an imperial porter, it comes across like a fucking stout.
This tastes like a porter. Feels like a porter. Has a mouthful. Mouthfeel. The mouthfeel is so empty. 10%. Like
very.
You could chug it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, but you could.
It's way roastier than most porters are. Most porters will give you just a hint of that chocolate and that coffee and that roast, and then it'll back off. Even for like a 10%, the linger will be a little bit more sweet. This one dries up and just lots of roast. That's good. That's good. Jesus Christ. I have work to do. Oh, my God.
Are you going to work on laying down on your bed with your pillow?
I am not. I got to order more beer, man. We floated 14 kegs on Saturday alone.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of beer, and some of them were full half barrels that we had put on same day.
It seems like you're trying to serve alcohol.
You're welcome.
That has never been more appropriate. That's actually really surprising. I am trying to serve alcohol to you, ABC lady. Oh, that needs to be a character, the beer you're fairy.
Welcome. You're welcome, Chris.
You're flying into walls all the time.
You're all welcome.
Huckleberry and vanilla porter
do not match well. The Huckleberry was way better, too, by the way.
And especially starting the night off with the most sour thing we've ever had in our life.
Yeah, that too. Also, the cider we drank.
Yeah. We kind of fucked the show up, guys.
Also need to go to work tomorrow.
Good, we only got one more to drink.
That's fine. That's fine. That's it. Oh, look, Rody's trying to crack it before we say no.
Don't.
We can do casual Fridays. Oh, he's got
another Wednesday one for casual on a Tuesday. Friday.
No, I'm good at that, man. Porters and stouts, I know my shit there.
You do.
I've got a few more things that I need to learn before I take my Cicerone exam. Never doing it because it's expensive. No, I'm going to take the one that Rody took pretty soon.
Yeah, certified beer server.
I've been reading and studying.
Nice.
I like it.
It's awesome. It's the conversations we have every day anyway with just a little bit more insight. I probably need to brush up on it before I take mine.
When you're actually behind a bar, you kind of want to have at least a general idea of what you're saying because it's embarrassing when someone walks up and says, what do you know about this? And they go, you're wrong. It's pretty embarrassing. I think the worst one up there was the mango smash because somebody's like, tell me what the fucking mango smash is. I was like, it's an IPA with a lot of mango in it.
Correct.
What the fuck else do you want to know about it?
Yeah.
Fuck wrong with you?
Drink the beer before a mango smash your face.
Yeah, I was like, what else?
That's about it. I mean, it's a nice light IPA with mango flavor.
None of the IPAs that you had up there were very like, you know, slap somebody across the face IPA. There was no Dream Crushers up there. Velvet Hammer might have been the most bitter aggressive one that was up there. Because I kept telling them, I was like, Lanyard. People were like, I don't like IPAs. And I was like, just have a sample of this Lanyard. You will buy it. And they're like, I will buy that. Of course you will.
Of course you will, because that's a beautiful beer.
It's not very
buying
bitter.
Another half barrel of that.
IPAs are becoming less bitter, too, which kind of makes me sad.
It's beautiful beer.
Kind of makes me a little sad.
That's true, because like we were talking about IBUs earlier.
Yep.
When IBUs were big was when the style that was popular was the West Coast big, aggressive, in-your-face IPA that had residual bitterness.
And then everybody wanted to have the most IBUs.
Yep.
Yes. And then that led us down a dark road in American beer history. And then the hazy IPAs came, and people learned it can still be an IPA without your tongue rotting the fuck off.
That's completely true. That's the most accurate statement ever.
So I give hazy IPAs a hard time on the show. They do make that style approachable for people who hear those three letters and they're like, oh,
you don't do that with craft beer.
Exactly.
Dude, they're a 10 in drinkability.
If you make it approachable, then people will want to try it. You make it as harsh as possible so only the strong survive.
Yeah. Then you've got a super race of IPA drinking hooligans apocalypse. Just running wild through the Pacific Northwest of the United States. It's a wasteland.
Motherfucking apocalypse. Only the strong survive.
I'd read that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Damn it.
You set him up and I knock him down.
Oh, yeah. Damn, that was so weird.
Oh, Jesus.
David on the same wavelength. I want to go home. I'm uncomfortable. I need to get out of here. I'm tired of this porter. It's a good beer, though, Rody. It's not bad. I would buy this
His
again.
His penis was this large.
How large was it, Jordan?
I totally approve.
There's not even like a context for that.
Nope. So, Rody, how was your birthday?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, can you pass me that Bud Light?
Get the fuck out of here with that
bam,
shit.
Bam! Got them all in.
Okay, hold on. So, how was your birthday last week, Rody? 4 days ago
You mean the birthday that I got to work on?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Twice.
Woo, happy birthday, Rody.
It was awesome. So awesome.
Well, you got to meet a lot of people at your second work job.
Yeah, I did. I did. And a lot of interesting people came through.
You got to buy yourself a cool shirt.
I did. Two shirts because I got one from my wife.
But nice. Someone got you a Martin House beer or two, and you got to shotgun a Martin House beer or two.
And then I got to buy somebody a beer at Cool Keg. So that was pretty awesome birthday.
You bought somebody a beer?
I did.
Thanks for buying me a beer on your birthday.
It was a pretty awesome birthday.
I was like, "What?" I always said, "What asshole." Then I looked, I was like, oh shit, it was David.
It's this asshole.
Just someone that's decided weird. To fucking open
the grand on opening on Rody's birthday.
Yeah.
Piss on Rody.
People want like money in exchange for goods and services. So I had to blackmail all my friends and some of my acquaintances into working 12-hour shifts.
We'll just see when the dust settles who's left.
Oh Jesus.
That's what always fun. Oh, I have no friends left.
Yeah. I've worn out my welcome.
Yeah, Jay found that out when he was building this house.
Yes! I was going towards that. Damn it. I was about to say, that's why Jay doesn't have us over anymore. But for reals, your birthday was good. We went to Fork in the Road, which is the weirdest fucking place on earth.
Dude, it is, though.
There's four tables.
Oh, my God. But did you get the Crackaroni?
Yes. It was good. It's good.
Dude, that is some good-ass food, man.
When are they going to get a new fucking building?
I don't know. The closet they're in is just, it's covered wall to wall.
Listen, listeners everywhere that don't know what the fuck we're talking about. This is a restaurant with 7 tables.
Yep.
With 4 people at each table.
Yeah. 28 capacity.
We're not kidding.
If you don't get there early, you better fucking order out.
We're not kidding.
Correct.
And it's called Crackaroni.
That's one of the dishes they serve, but it's called Fork in the Road.
It's a 3 cheese blended macaroni and cheese with truffle oil all over it.
God, it's so good. It is so good.
That would blow so fast out of my backside. It's not even funny.
Guess where we're going after the show?
Yeah.
Chris, it's on us. We got you.
Don't worry. It's not real cheese.
It's a crisplosion.
A crisplosion.
It'll be on you, but it'll be on us later.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, that was the thinker.
Don't want this.
We just opened another beer.
Jesus Christ, bro.
What do you mean?
It's only a 12-ounce beer.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? Oh, no, it's an Imperial Stout.
Yeah. alcohol, 10% by volume.
Is it really?
Yeah. What's this one?
That was a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, why'd you fucking do that, man? I watched you do it, but I was like, no, don't.
This beer is almost a year old. This is this was brewed on March 1st, 2017.
Nice.
Is it okay that it says subliminal Imperial Stout, but it looks like a sublime... thing.
It's a subliminal message?
Yes.
It's not a porter, that's for damn sure.
Ooh, it's a
yeah, this one definitely by sight is an Imperial Stout.
See the difference?
Ooh, I know big time.
But
I do.
It's pretty porterish to me.
Mm-mm.
It's portable because it's a bottle.
How is it, Jason?
It's actually kind of light too, but it's a little light on the body.
It's from Stillwater Brewing.
I still have a 10% porter to finish before my 10% stout.
Chris said he would like to drink some 10% porter. That's good for you, Chris.
This is a Stillwater artisanal beer. It's from England, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the brewery?
Stillwater.
What's that Buxton thing say right there?
What's Buxton?
There's a little thing right there.
Brewed and bottled by Buxton Brewery.
Buxton a bug zapper company?
That's Bugs Gone.
That is very roasty. That is gross. Roasty. That is gross.
It's grossty?
Yes, it's grossty.
I'm fine with this, man. For those of you that don't love stouts.
Chris.
Sean the non-believer. Sean. Sean.
I dare you. I'm going to be honest. I mean, cold days are probably behind us now, but I dare you next winter to buy a nasty, roasty stout like Chris here that doesn't like. walk outside in the cold, come right inside, maybe spend, what, 10 minutes out in the cold, get cold.
Get your nose running a little bit.
Go inside, sit down, pour one of those things, let it sit for maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and then take a swallow.
I guarantee you'll be thinking about large old wooden ships like immediately.
I would be surprised if the affiliates were concerned about the lack of an old wooden ship, but nice try.
Unlike Best Manifest Destiny. And
oh my God, dude, when it is pouring ass rain and cold and I come home and pour a stout and sit there and play a video game while drinking, oh,
all is right in the world.
Jesus Christ. Especially like a Legion or something. Oh, have fun, David.
Fuck your generosity, Rhodey. Just poured me half a glass of this thing.
It's a nucleated, so that's maybe, about a
maybe you should
8 ounce pour.
Maybe you should raise your glass.
Want to be some kind of whiskey boy?
Are you going to podcast then?
Whoa.
Jerry Jonestown would not like that.
They would massacre us for that.
I'd be kind of funky.
Is it really bitter?
In this town, it would.
It smells fucking terrible.
Jesus Christ, this beer is quite aggressive and bitter.
It smells like a frozen Hungry Man rib dinner.
You know what I can't decide? If this beer makes me want to play with my controllers or my keyboards.
It's definitely your keyboards.
This makes me want to pull out a book, like uncompromise the entire afternoon and just be a geek. That one sounded way better in my head before I started talking drunk words.
You're right, though, Chris. This is like fucking roast.
I could do I could do an entire TED talk on this beer.
That seems like something I should know.
Ooh. Ooh. Damn,
like some stuff in your face.
You know what? I really, really, really want to say that we hate movies. We just do when we drink this beer. Hate them.
Sword and scale. Very nice. Touché, Chris.
Jesus.
Way to make it relevant.
I don't think we're going to top that.
Why don't you just say red pants?
Fucking hell, man. That was excellent. Oh, it's been a show, guys.
Holy crap. Did we just get 14 podcast names into our conversation?
Just remember, this is Jerry Jonestown, and he will massacre Roger Goodell.
We got that in there.
Yeah.
Did you not hear it?
That one was better.
Okay. I was just checking.
Are you crying, bro?
Yeah. I'm crying because out of nowhere, Chris goes, sword
scale. Sword and scale.
And sword scale's like the worst podcast ever. It's not a bad podcast. It's just so fucking evil and uncomfortable and creepy. And that guy has like the sexiest voice, and that's the only reason why it's famous, and he's got all that money. Mike Boudet, kill somebody. Children get molested. It's like, oh, good for you, bro. And he's rich as shit now.
Dun dun. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum. He does. He has an awesome voice.
He does. That's a very good voice.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't like the thing now where he like reads the transcripts. I'm like, oh, hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it.
Casually Friday.
We're going to go do Casual Friday at the bar. We haven't done a Casual Friday in a long time.
Oh, shit.
Shit, we're starting the rambling period of the show.
Yep. All right. Well, but the good thing is we don't need to give anyone a shout out because we've already worked that into the regular content.
Right. I do have all this stuff, though, that I wanted to say. I wanted to say that happy birthday, Rhodey.
Happy birthday, Rhodey.
Rhodey, so much. Thank you for everything that you do.
Belated birthday.
Get it. No, happy birthday right now.
Yeah. Happy retroactive birthday.
It can be your whole birthday.
February 27th. Right.
What is it like?
I get a birthday week now.
Yes. Are you Aquarius? What is this? I don't even
Pisces,
know.
Pisces.
Okay. I don't. Pisces. Cool. Care. I'll never forget what I am because it's Cancer, Aquarius, and that's how I feel about myself. So.
I don't know what that means.
Lakewood has a new IPA coming out. Really stoked about that.
Yes.
Parker County Brewing. Me and Rhodey, we're gonna go there Saturday, but I'm gonna work. Maybe we'll go there Sunday if he wants to. And maybe David, too. We should go. We have to go together still. I know David's got an operation, but you still have to go places.
Apparently.
And this place just opened, so we need to scope out.
Definitely. We need to go see those guys.
They're closed on Sunday.
Nuh-uh.
I'm actually looking
at a fuck of the world. Fuck of the world. I want to go. Well, I guess we're going next weekend.
I did see that.
We're going any day.
A certain brewery in Hurst will be opening soon. Turning Point. has their soft opening next weekend when this comes out. The green holiday with the short men and the Irishness.
Yeah, oh, St. Patrick's Day.
That one is their grand opening.
That's cool. It's really not.
They are open on Sunday, by the way.
Also, Black Panther is fucking the box office, so have fun with that.
I have seen
Marvel folks.
I have seen quite a few stories about that.
I hate Marvel. Fuck you. Black Panther.
Scale of 1 to 10, how was it, Jason?
It was a 10.
Very nice.
Way to go, Marvel. Way to underdog it.
Also, I apologize to anyone that I ruined the office for last week. I got some hate mail and also some hate in person.
You did.
Sorry.
You kind of did, but at the same time, you opened my eyes. I'm no longer living in in a dream world.
That's what I said. I just want to challenge people to rewatch The Office with one thought in your head, Jim is a dick. Rewatch it, and you're like, well, that guy's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Also,
at the 7 o'clock, Jim is a dick.
At the 7 o'clock.
At the 7 o'clock. When the big arm gets to this part of the clock, that means nothing because the short arm is the one that tells the big numbers. Math.
And this is a new main minute.
Technically, if it's a short arm, it's the new main hour.
All right. And finally, I wanted to extend, and David's going to help me with this. We need to extend some thank yous. We absolutely have to.
Yes.
Dirk, I know you're listening. You fucking killed it, brother.
What a David rock star. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, man. Like, no offense to Dirk. I love you to death. But I was like, I don't think he's ever poured bar before. And he's like, no, I haven't. And he fucking killed it.
He killed it.
He was awesome.
Like an hour into the thing, I walked over and I was talking to Dave. And I was like, do the guys need a break? Is this? I was like, no, they're fine. They're firing on all cylinders. They're still going. Like, I came back like 7 hours later and everyone was still a little tired, but still just slinging beers.
Man. I should have known something was up when I started walking behind the bar and then David stiff-armed me and said, get back up front.
Dirk was phenomenal, man.
Yes, seriously.
I would love to work with you again, Dirk. Anytime, anywhere. We're Battlefield brothers now.
Hell yeah.
I feel like we're on the battlefield. We weren't at all.
You guys are fucking veterans.
It wasn't dangerous at all, but I want to be on the battlefield.
Hey, there was broken glass. There was a very real,
Oh, there was a little threat of danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were on the pitch with him.
Of course.
Ooh.
Of course, David Gill. We're going to have him back soon.
Dude.
Love that man.
The man's a warrior.
I don't think he sleeps.
He doesn't. Even when he tries to sleep, he can't.
When he tries to sleep, he picks up landmines, so
yeah,
whatever. He's just out in Peaster picking up landmines that I laid down. What the fuck?
While we just had this conversation, he grew 5 more chest hairs.
Yes. That's what, you know, he's walking out there with his shirt on. I'm like, he's a man.
Yep.
I'm not. I'm not a man. Also, huge thank you to everyone else that was out there. Michael Harper. Oh, my Jesus
Dude,
Christ.
Michael Harper gave us his entire Saturday and worked his tail end off and enjoyed it and is what I aspire to be one day.
And me and Michael pouring together has been an event.
You guys got to work.
Yeah, forever. It's forever. I got to sit at the same bar with somebody that I've wanted to sit in the same bar with since the very first day I met him. I love that man.
That was awesome.
I love him to death. I love everybody that was back there.
And dude, seriously.
People that I don't know your names, I apologize. But man, it was awesome.
We had bonding. We had close friends. We had acquaintances. We had people. Like, literally, one of the guys that helped us serve beers, I met the week of our soft open, and he came in and worked for 6 hours.
Yep.
Just, I cannot stress how truly humbled I am that all of you guys were able to help us out and show everyone what we're trying to do. Because in all seriousness, we're silly on the show and we curse a lot. But what I was telling everyone the entire time was this is this community's space to do this with. This is, you come here to drink beer. You come here to relax, have a good time, bring the family, bring the dogs, bring your friends together and be yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what this place is. And that would not have happened if I had just hired, you know, like 10, 15 bartenders from Fort Worth or Dallas or something like that. Everyone that worked here has put their hands and their fingerprints on this business, and I'm truly humbled by that.
What's really interesting is when you're working with volunteers and not employees, you've got people that really want to be there because they don't think they're making money. They're not making money. They actually want to be there. It's a different environment. It was really weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
Like we literally 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 fucking hours.
Yeah. and Amy and Chris and Rhodey were there too. Like, everybody wanted to be there. No one was complaining. No one was bitching. No one was like, I'm tired. I hate this.
Yeah, I came to David a couple times because I know what it's like to work 12 hours on something. Like,
it's weird.
Boy Scouts does that to you. Like, you work your fucking ass off and no one asks you if you're tired. And so I came in like a couple times and David was like, just get away from here. Get out from behind the bar. Everyone here wants to be here and they're doing a good job. It was something else. It was
also no money. Well, look, tiny bits, not much.
Yeah.
Like people would never believe you would take your numbers to somebody and be like, well, we had five new bartenders that never bartended before. They wouldn't believe you.
Yeah. No, everyone that left that shift is now a fucking veteran.
So
suck it, world.
Oh my God.
Kicked ass. We had a blast and we just want to extend a thank you, or I do personally, working with everybody. Yes. As a coworker, I wanted to there were people that were covering me, you know. I'd be like, oh, I'm tired, and I'd go, so I would duck up under Dirk's arm or Michael's arm while they were filling stuff. It was pretty cool, like swivel, you know, do spin moves. And
yeah,
there was a girl back there that may have gotten a little I was like, oh, poor lady, because David's bar, there's not room for three people.
There's really not.
But she was back there washing dishes, and you know, even if you just bump her with your shoulder, like, I'm so sorry, she's like, we're washing dishes. It's like, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Yeah. Dude. Just having a blast. And of course, Sean and changing the kegs. That was, oh, got that big ass bucket over there. And then it was like, oh, now we have 3 inches of space.
Yep.
Had to do the Farva, whatever he did to get skinny. But no, it was a blast.
Second year Guts boys were the Ghostbusters.
And of course, on behalf of me, thank you, David, for letting us be a part of that. We had a blast.
Dude, thank you guys for working your ass off, and thank you everyone who came out, everyone who's listening to this podcast for the first time. We put out quite a few cards that are no longer in our tap room. So
what?
For those of y'all coming and brave enough to stick around to the end of this show, thank you for listening, and you can expect more casually litness.
There was 20 stuffed in the toilet. I'm not sure if that was a statement or not.
But oh, no, it was just it was sitting crooked, so that was stuff. Yeah.
But yes, but thank you. Thank you for your help. Love you guys.
Big time.
Hey, this is Blake from the Challenge Accepted podcast, found on the Black Web. You've got to dig like a motherfucker to find us, because we only worth it if you dig. If we just give it to you, you don't get the sense of pride. You've been listening to the Casually Lit podcast. Search for us.